Organize Me Radio, episode 57, Freedom-Based Organizing. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of Lovin' Spaces. Please welcome Evanice Pena. Welcome, Evie.
Hi, Naima. Thank you so much for having me here.
So I am so excited to learn more about freedom-based organizing. But before we jump into that, can you let everyone know how you got your start in the organizing industry?
I actually got started with organizing a little bit by accident. So just throughout my life, I've been in a lot of creative roles and a lot of retail. That's pretty much my background. And during the pandemic, I had a lot of folks that they knew that I had all these the skill sets from these roles, and they started asking me to assist them with their spaces, knowing that I have that background. Little did I know that I was going to be able to really utilize those skill sets and really assist those clients with that help. So I started with friends and family, of course. And one thing led to the other, and I was getting a lot of requests. So then I was able to really help them get through their spaces. And I wondered to myself if I could make this a business. And so pretty much that's how I got started. But it was really utilizing those skill sets that I had used as a PM in my current role, and all those retail specific and creative roles. So that's how I got started.
It's so funny because I feel like I worked retail when I was in my first job was retail. So when I was in high school and then in college as well. And it's so funny because I feel like retail people do the best folds, you know, when it comes to like folding clothes. People are always so impressed with how I fold clothes. And I'm like, hey, you learned that in a retail store. Like, retail people know what they're doing.
Yes. You know, I learned a lot about folds and coloring and just even denim folds when I was working under Gap Inc. But that's pretty much all before I did my PM role. That's all I did was retail. So I have passion for clothing like no other.
I love that. So what's your organizing specialty then?
So I love doing closets, but I also like doing pantries because to me it's very, strategic, right? So I tend to organize the spaces, especially in the pantry, pertaining to zones, obviously. So I'll think about first, I always listen to my clients, and then I determine what's their unique needs and what they use. And I organize their pantry depending on all those needs, but also, you know, the areas for their lunch items, their kids' items and things of that nature. So it's kind of like a puzzle, right? But right. It's a unique puzzle per client. For closets though, it's a, like I said, a passion of mine. Because of I was in retail, I was able to always have logistical roles that allowed me to really categorize and just kind of really think about the flow of the closet. So my passion is really the closet with clothing because of that.
I love that. That is great. So we're going to talk about freedom-based organizing, which is something that you use with your clients. Can you tell us what is freedom-based organizing?
Yeah, it's a great question. So freedom-based organizing is a new methodology that I came up with for 11 Spaces because as I started to work with clients, I really had this notion of wanting to help them free their time. I kept coming up against, Naima, with clients who were spending every single weekend cleaning, organizing, tidying, and doing all these things. And I was like, enough is enough. I need to help my clients really gain their time back. And so freedom-based organizing was born with that, and it is a lifestyle. It is what I call freedom-based organized living. So it's really a concept that came together based on that set alone. And I helped them through pretty much like a few steps that I've, again, put together, which is based on freedom-based organizing. And it's we look at visualization, right, as the first step in the planning phase, which is where you reclaim your space, you reclaim what it is that you're visualizing in your life. There's a set of steps that I follow with that. Then there is the release, which would be the release of items and obviously the decluttering. So that's just a twist on that. And then we come up with what we deem to be like a renewal process, right? And that's where we actually go through the organizing process and finish up. There might be a fourth step that might be coming down the pike a little bit, but that's more about maintenance and kind of future. But those are the general steps. But that's what freedom-based organizing is.
How do your clients handle the steps? Because I know, you know, all of our clients are different. And sometimes clients want to jump all around when it comes to organizing. So how are they able to handle the steps when it comes to your method?
It really does depend on the client. I don't like to rush my clients when it comes to this step, because it's really about a mentality, a mindset shift, and about understanding what they're going through. So I tend to put myself in my client's shoes, if you know what I mean. And it's about really digging a little deeper into what their needs are and suggesting what I feel as an organizer would be best suited for them, but also giving them a little bit of that harsh reality as to what I really see when I walk into their space. And after we've evaluated their spaces, right? And they tell me these are the things that they want to do, especially going through that first step of the process. I kind of put two and two together. I look at the space and I see where they want to go towards. And I determine, I tell them, so here's what I see. And here's where I can help you. However, here's some things that you might want to take into consideration, you know, and then they think about things. So I allow them that kind of that wiggle room to get back to me and really think through some of the things that I've suggested to them. So it's not just kind of come in, make a plan and set it up and kind of walk away. It's a little bit deeper. So it takes me a little longer to understand the client and the client's needs. It's very unique and custom to them.
Gotcha. So how and why did you come up with the specific steps that you have for this method?
So the first step is typically a planning phase for us, because again, it's more of an understanding where they are. So for me, that's very important. I want to listen, I want to understand, and I want to see them. I want to meet them where they are and then help them get to the place they want to be. So for me, it's a process of, yes, let's get you set up and working to be set today. However, let's look a little bit into your future. So for example, with the closet, are the items in your closet representative of the life you want to live, or where you want to go, where you want to be? If the answer is no, then those are the things that I like to allow them the time to kind of close their eyes and really envision that for them. And then I try to help them to get to that place. Yes, organizing the items that are there today, but if a lot of those items don't match where they want to be, then, you know, I allow them the time to reevaluate that. And that takes a little bit of time.
What is the typical result that you get? I know every client is different, but are they able to maintain the level of organization by doing it this way?
So, very good question. I've gotten many, and the majority of my clients, they go through just not the physical aspect of the reorganization process. It's also emotional. So, you know, when it comes to that, there could be some tears that happen. There could be some realizations, you know, and some things that they are addressing as we're doing the process, which kind of tells me that we're heading the right direction. Because sometimes you have to face some of those things that you're not really thinking you're going to face, you know, when it comes to this. Some people just walk into it thinking, I'm going to have a pretty space, but little did they know that they're going to be faced with, you know, some of those sentimental items and some of those things that, you know, you're just not wanting to face at those times. So, when it comes to maintenance, I tend to tell them, hey, you know, this doesn't mean that you have to let go of everything, right? You have to face those items. If you have an affinity or sentimental value, you know, maybe it's not taking up space in your rack per se. Maybe it's having it in a box that's for keepsakes, and having it labeled and put in a pretty box, and having it be more intentional versus just everything in one space. So that's how I help them with the maintenance.
Okay. Can this work for clients who are chronically disorganized or suffer from executive dysfunction?
So that's a fantastic question. So just recently, I have been digging deeper into the psychological aspects of what my clients might be going through, because I have had a couple that have told me that they're ADHD, and or have other chronic, you know, things that they're going through. So I've joined the ICD organization, and I'm definitely digging deeper, which is the Institute for Challenging Disorganization. And I'm very eager to continue to learn further and embed that into the practice, because that is part of what I am trying to help my clients do, is face some of those things that they might be going through that they might not know they're going through, and just helping guide them along and help break through some of these stigmas of, you know, the spaces need to just be pretty. It's about a you know, creating maybe some positive habits and changing the way you think about how organization is. It's not this heavy duty chore, you know. Maybe it's you change your mindset around it, and it becomes a lot easier. There's also a lot of tips and tricks that a lot of my clients don't know, and as I'm kind of guiding them through, and I'm telling them, hey, you can do maybe try this. Let's try that for a little bit, see how you feel about that. You know, they've come back to me and said, you know what, that actually is more helpful when I'm doing it this way versus how I was doing it.
So there might be some other professional organizers out there listening and are interested in the freedom-based method. How can other organizers become trained in this method, or how can they learn from you and, you know, how you do everything with this method?
Wow, that's a great question. I hadn't really thought of that down the line. That might be a possibility. Right now, I'm really trying to grasp having it be something that is kind of like a very streamlined process within my business. However, I would love to be able to come up with something that's more of a franchisee type of thing, maybe down the line. So that's something I can definitely consider, and it's a great question, and you got me started thinking about it. But as of right now, you know, it's just about, you know, one of the things that's great about this organizing community is how helpful everyone is, and how we're out here to help anyone who's getting started in the business. And if anyone's definitely interested, they can reach out to me and DM me, and I'm open to talking to them, of course.
All right, I love that. So, is there anything else that we need to know about freedom-based organizing?
I guess one of the things I can add on there is patience. Your clients are going through a process that they might have never gone through. So sometimes I ask my clients if they've ever gone through their items at all. They tend to keep things that they've had since, you know, high school, middle school, and it's a process. And so patience is a key to going through this freedom-based organizing method. The other thing might be, you know, the questioning process, right? Having the patience to go through the questions, you know, and asking your clients and not being afraid to address things as you see them. So for example, when I'm addressing some of my clients and, you know, I come across, you know, wedding dresses or items, you know, again, of sentimental value, and other things that I see around the home that might not really be what they're telling me or doesn't match their, just them, you know, I ask them, well, do these items, you know, reflect what you want to be perceived as, or how you are? Are you happy with these items? Do you love them, need them? Are they required? You know, there's so many questions out there, and it's a process that requires a lot of patience. So I think that that's another thing I can add to that method.
All right, so we know all about freedom-based organizing now. Now on to the fun stuff. So Yes. What are your favorite organizing products?
I have two, and one of them is just a good old planner. And listen, I love digitizing a lot of things, but something about having a planner and just writing things out, doing your little chicken scratches on there and your little hearts and circling, it's something personal to me. So I really love my planner. And then a good old water hyacinth basket is one of my favorite go-tos. And it's because it adds so much warmth. I love adding those natural touches to the organizing after like a specific little touch, and a water hyacinth basket is one of those that I use often. It just brings so much warmth into the space.
Those are so fun. Okay, so the last question, what is your greatest professional achievement?
My greatest achievement is really what I do as a service. When I walk away from helping clients, it's really a testament to knowing that I'm really serving my purpose. And it really fills my heart. And I might sound a little cliche as far as that's my greatest achievement, but it really is. That's what I'm here to do. And I'm here for them. And that'll always probably be my answer to that. You know, all the awards in the world and all those things are really nice testaments. They're really great to have to showcase and to say, hey, I'm doing a great job. But just walking away with having my clients be happy is really, I think, the greatest achievement I can have.
I love that. That's great, because when you think about organizing, we really are changing lives. You know, like there are some people who, you know, perhaps their things have been lost. They didn't remember that they had it. And then you come in and you're pulling everything out. And then it's like, oh my God, I thought I lost that. So
if I had $5 for every time that happened, yeah, it would be a side gig. But yeah, I mean, you're changing lives. And that's just the biggest thing for me. It changes my life when I change their lives too. So it's wonderful.
You know, I had so much fun talking to you and learning about freedom-based organizing, and I just think you are great, and I feel like you are going places, and I'm excited to see, you know, how you grow and evolve and continue in this business. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Thank you, Naima. I appreciate that, as well as you. I can be found on Love and Spaces on everything social media, including my website, www.loveandspaces.com, and that's LOVIN, the same on Instagram and Facebook and a few other social media platforms.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.